Good afternoon, this is Sterling Smith with your As an Edge afternoon market wrap-up. And the grain markets were a little bit lower as a mid-morning rally in the dollar reversed some positive action in soybeans and pressured the corn. But first, it's that time of year again. We're starting to get planting progress reports. Corn was seen at 2% planted. Winter wheat was seen at 56% good to excellent. Spring wheat is 1% planted. And cotton was seen at 3% planted. May corn at 436 down 6, July corn at 449 and a half down 5, December new crop 474 and 3 quarters down only 3 cents. May soybeans 1185 and a half down 6, July 1199 and 3 quarters down 5 and a half, November new crop at 1182 and a half down 3 and a quarter. May soybean oil 4823 up 28 on stronger crude oil. May soybean meal 332.90 down 480. Old crop crush at 77, down 2. New crop crush at 105.75, down a penny. May wheat in Chicago at 558, down 2 and a quarter. Trouble was with Kansas City and Minneapolis today. May Kansas City at 576, down 9 and a quarter. May Minneapolis 634 and 3 quarters, down 10 and 3 quarters. May rice 1628, that was down 8. May cotton 92.76, that's up 138. July cotton at 93.31, down 134, and December at 84.35, that's up 36. June live cattle, 175.07, down 518. May feeders, 242.60, down 610. There has been an outbreak of avian flu with some limited exposure to some cattle herds in Texas. Apparently, somebody picked up this flu after being exposed to the cattle, and when that news story broke, a quiet day and the cattle turned into a stampede lower. We'll get some more information on this, but I would expect some extreme market volatility out of this going both ways. June hogs at 103.47, up 203. May milk at 15.84, that's down 12. May orange juice 373.25, up 10 full cents, that's limit up. May crude oil at 83.92, up 75. May diesel at 263.44, that's up 117. Diesel at 271, though, down a penny a gallon. And actually, diesel at 263.44, up a penny a gallon. Unleaded at 271, down a penny a gallon. Natural gas at 184 was up 8 cents as that market has become deeply, deeply oversold and seeing a little bit of a spike here. June gold, 22.62, up $23.60. Traded as high as 22.86, which was a new record high. Silver, 25.10, up 19. The dollar at 104.98 was up 50. We did trade as low as 104.42, so we're basically 50 off of the lowest levels of the day. There was an ISM service prices paid number that came out much stronger than expected at 9 o'clock this morning. That sent rates higher, the dollar higher, and kind of sandbagged every other market. Stocks mixed to a little bit lower. Dow, 39,566, down 240. S&P, 5242, that was down about 11 points. NASDAQ Composite, 16,398. Got some last-minute buying, so it finished the day up actually 17 points. Interest rates noticeably higher. The 2-year at 4.71 up 9. The 10-year at 4.31 was up 12, had a high of 4.33, which is knocking up against those recent highs. The 30-year at 4.45 up 12. Market was fairly quiet leading up to that ISM number, and that did kind of change the tone. So we handled Friday's number okay, but today's number was a little bit of a surprise. This is Sterling Smith from sunny, actually it's not sunny, from cloudy and gray and kind of rainy Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a happy April Fool's Day.